Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today, the European Union ordered Apple to pay $14.5 billion in back taxes, which its antitrust regulator says the company owes because a sweetheart tax deal offered by Ireland violated EU policy. The penalty, which is the largest the EU has ever lobbied against a single corporation, signals that the union is getting increasingly serious about holding foreign companies accountable for their tax bills. But Apple is far from alone. For sheer ingenuity, you can't beat Silicon Valley, especially at outsmarting the tax man. By selling intellectual property rights to sock puppet subsidiaries, tech giants shift profits to low-tax nations like Ireland. But that's just a start. Sublicense the IP to a second Irish unit that books global sales, have Entity B pay Orny's royalties back to A, wiping out its earnings, then show that A is headquartered in the Caribbean, making its royalty income untaxable in Ireland. Slick. Only problem, until the IRS gets its cut, the companies can't bring the cash back home to use it. Not so genius after all.